This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The other issue that you're going to have is a team without a true point guard, because they don't have one, except Dragic, and he's only going to give you, what, 18 minutes a night. That if somehow LaVine is going to handle the ball a lot, and it means he's going to be making decisions. And if you're playing close games and you're relying on him to understand the way a play is designed, like they were doing last night, and he was not trustworthy with the ball, you're going to run into some problems, because Zach LaVine is a really talented scorer, and he is a shot maker. He's fast and he can leap and he's terrific around the rim, but he has never ever been an instinctive player, and he's come a long way. He's a lot better than he's been, but at this level, it's difficult to trust. We can't change that. That's a sunk cost.
Right. No, that's what I mean. It's just I feel like it's difficult to max a guy who isn't an instinctive basketball player. Because I think instinctive basketball players often are the ones who are able to, they think through everything, they make the right decisions, and they make the right play when it matters most. You look at guys that are unathletic, but extremely instinctive and extinctive. Mm-hmm. Luka Doncic, right?
Well, that's
a no. I know. Wow, that's a little early, but he's
you want to bet?
The top three player in the NBA right now, and he is so slow and so unathletic for a star NBA forward. Just
not the best player in the league.
And
the best player in the league is slow and unathletic.
Right. Jokic, yeah,
the best player in the NBA.
Talent and athleticism, as much as I would like to have it, it can only get you so far. And if you're not an instinctive basketball player, I feel like it's going to be hard to win a championship.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's an odd comparison, but you look at the game on, I think it was it Saturday or Sunday when the Bills and Bengals played?
All right. I don't know where you're going. I'll give you some latitude here, counselor. I'll allow it.
Okay. It was over the weekend. The Bills played the Bengals, and the Bengals absolutely dismantled. It was Sunday. Dismantled the Bills 27-10. And Joe Burrow, who is less talented, less physically gifted than Josh Allen, just is a more instinctive athlete. And he makes the right play. He's calm. And he puts himself in positions to succeed. Whereas Josh Allen, he gets rattled and he gets nervous. And it seems like in big moments, he crumbles. It's like that physical gifts can only get you so far if you're not an instinctive athlete. And well, I think Zach Levine is showing it right now that he can't be the number one guy. I think he's a great number. I think he could be a great number two if he had a star. But I don't think he can be a number one. And I don't think, and DeMar, obviously, I don't think is that number one for Zach to be the number two.
Do you blame Billy Donovan for being over-reliant on Zach, or do you think he is allowing Zach to show everyone what he can or can't do and saying, all right, my boss has signed this guy to the max deal?
Right. No, I'm not going to blame Donovan for that. I was just going to say, because he was maxed. He's supposed to be that guy, right? They paid him to be that guy. So I don't know. So I agree with what Billy's doing to give him every opportunity to be that guy. However, I feel like Billy... I think Billy trusts DeRozan because he's the vet, and Zach Levine's been in the league a while, but DeRozan has that veteran presence, and he does calm the team down, but I just don't think that's enough. And I feel like this roster is poorly constructed, and I think they really messed this up, and I don't know what they're going to try to do to get out of it, because you don't want to be in that position where you're going to be a 9 seed in the play-in and lose first game, and you don't want to be in but you're also not in a position to be in the running for Wembanyama, and that's the type of guy that can change your franchise, and the Bulls aren't in a place where a championship or a franchise-changing player could be a reality.